Well, good morning.
Good morning.
With all this sickness that we've heard about this morning, along comes me. Last week was going to be a good week. Nice weather. So I decided that I would take all my Americana decorations down. Well, let me tell you, that's loading totes over, getting on the ladder, taking stuff down, loading totes, bringing them back over to the carport. I said, okay. So people stopped and said, are you going to put your fall decorations out? I said, well, I hadn't thought about it. You know how old I am. Well, we drive by to see what you like. So that's back to the carport, drag totes out, unload them, drag them back, hang them up. Then that means I have to repaint some of my artwork that I have done. Okay. So then I become very tired. Then I ache, and then I hurt, and then I gripe. Anybody that I talk to, and people here know, anybody I talk to, anybody that called me, it's like, I am so tired. Oh, I ache all over. My arthritis is terrible. I'm too old to do this. And I went on and on and on. Now, everybody has their own problems, but at that time, mine was more important because I was aching and I'm old. Okay? So then Saturday morning, I get up, and guess what I find? I find a letter. And the letter says, oh, and I want you to notice in all this, what word did I use most? I. So my letter says, my precious friend, I am sending you this letter by way of one of my disciples. I just wanted to let you know how much I love and care about you and how I greatly desire to become a meaningful part of your life. This morning when you awoke, I was already there with you in the light of my beautiful sunshine that filled your room. I was hoping that you would say good morning to me. You didn't. So I thought maybe it was just a little too early in the day for you to notice me. Again, I tried to get your attention when you stepped out of your door. I kissed your face with a soft, gentle breeze. I breathed upon you my fragrant, sweet breath scented with flowers. Then I sang you a love song through the birds in the tree. You just walked right past me. Later on in the day, I washed over you as you were talking, which I was talking, with some of your friends. Oh, how I wish that you would talk to me also. I waited and waited, but you just went along your way. That afternoon, I sent you a refreshing shower and glistened to you from each raindrop. I even shouted to you a time or two with thunder, trying to get your attention. Then I painted you a lovely rainbow in the midst of my fluffy white clouds. I just knew you would see me then, but you were unaware of my presence. This evening, to close your day, I sent you a beautiful sunset. After that, I winked at you 1,000 times through my stars, hoping that you would see me and wink back. You never did. Tonight, when you went to bed, I spilled moonlight upon your face to let you know that I was there with you. I was hoping that you would talk to me a little while before you went to sleep. You never said a word. It hurt me deeply. However, I continued to watch over you all through the night, thinking that maybe, just maybe, you would say hello to me in the morning. Each and every day, I have revealed myself to you in many strange and wondrous ways, hoping that you would accept me as your Savior. For I am the only one that can supply you with all your needs. My love for you is deeper than the deepest ocean and bigger than the great blue sky. I have so very much to give you and also share with you. Please let me hear from you soon. Your loving friend forever, Jesus. And let me tell you, that brought me to my knees. It's not about me. If I had him all last week, I would have not complained. And I'm sorry about that to everybody.
Amen.